Unit 3, Track 3. Make the consumer part of your farm.
Today we're talking about CSA farming. As some of our listeners might know, CSA stands for Community Supported Agriculture. This farming concept connects the consumer and the producer by asking the consumer to pay for a share of the harvest in advance. Today's guests are Cindy and Hank, who have managed to keep their farm profitable thanks to CSA farming. Well, Cindy, could you start by telling us a few things about the history of your farm?
We currently farm 140 acres in College Grove, Tennessee. In 1997, we began the process of turning the farm into an organic operation, and the farm became certified as an organic farm in 1998. We believe in growing methods that improve the quality of our water, our soils, and do not use harmful chemicals. Our organic vegetables contain nutrients extracted from our deep mineral-rich soils, clean air, and fresh water. Throughout the seasons, you can find over 80 varieties of heirloom and traditional vegetables grown on our farm.
What made you turn to CSA farming? Can you explain the concept of CSA farming to our listeners?
Sure. 1 year after converting to organic farming, Cindy and I wanted to find a way to get our farm's produce directly to the consumers. Raising organic produce was so time-consuming. We realized we couldn't have customers coming all the time. Well, we had heard about CSA farming, which then was a new direct marketing concept, and it sounded pretty simple and promising. Customers could buy shares or subscriptions for farm products at the beginning of the year. During the harvest season, farmers would deliver boxes filled with fresh produce to the customers' homes or to pickup sites every week or every other week. We decided to give it a try. In February of 2000, we developed a plan for succession plantings that would provide people with a continuous share.
Did your plan work out from the very beginning, or did you face any challenges?
Actually, we didn't know exactly what would be in the first box until the first day. We started with only 25 CSA members, but by the end of the first season, there were 125 members. Currently, we sell around 800 boxes per week. During the course of a season, we grow over 50 varieties of vegetables. Each box has from 6 to 12 varieties of fresh vegetables, picked at peak of harvest. Our season starts with broccoli, cabbage, onions, strawberries, lettuces, and other cool season greens. In summer, we harvest tomatoes, peppers, corn, melons, blackberries, potatoes, squashes, cucumbers, beans, and eggplants. Fall wraps up the season with some of our customers' favorites, such as sweet potatoes, butternut pumpkins, and kales. Our daughter Amy, our son Hank Jr., and his wife Liz now work on the farm. One of the things we did right from the start was to always deliver a high-quality product to our members. The produce is attractively packed into the boxes. Our members often tell us they take a picture of the box before unpacking it.
So now after 12 years, our project has turned into a success story.
It really sounds like CSA farming was the right choice for you. Do you have any plans for the future?
Well, we would like to share our knowledge and help other farmers set up a CSA farm.
What should future CSA farmers bear in mind? Can you give them any tips?
We believe it's important to teach them to avoid common mistakes. The first one is poor share planning. Another mistake is not taking enough time to run the CSA. New CSA farmers often don't realize until the season starts how much time actually goes into growing the food. One thing that can help them manage their time well is extensive planning before the season, especially planning for continuous harvests. Succession plannings are the key to success. A CSA simply cannot run out of produce in the middle of the season.
I'd also like to add that unsuccessful CSAs are often the consequence of a lack of producer commitment. We've had a lot of sleepless nights because people are trusting us to grow their food. One of the challenges of running a CSA is knowing that you have to keep things going. The uncertainty of weather, disease pressure, and pest damage can put additional pressure on a CSA producer to deliver the promised number of shares. People are trusting you to grow their food. You should find a way to fill their boxes with fresh vegetables.
Cindy, Hank, thank you so much for the interview. Now, if you are interested in buying a CSA share, you can check out Cindy's and Hank's website or look up CSA farmers in your area.